Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed again to learn together and to chazer, to review what it is that life is about, to review what it is that we want to do, to review, to have a chazara of who we can change and who we can't change. We haven't done this in a little bit. I don't think we've done this in this Bein Hazmanim Shir, so I'm going to do it now. And that is that Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change. So grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage, and I put in, and the humility to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know it's me. The wisdom to know that the only person I can change is me. Now, the reason I wanted to speak about this today is because this is, I think, the essence of Lashon Hara. This is the essence of why we see negative in other people. We know from these parshas, from Tazria Metzora, this is the time of Geula. We know that Klal Yisrael will only have a Geula when we're together. And the reason that people see things in other people is for one reason. Kol haroa negayim chutz minegei atzmo. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen, I'm sorry, can see the Negat Saras from this week's parasha, can see the Negat Saras, but he can't see it in himself. That's the Pashut meaning. He can diagnose if someone else has Saras, but he can't diagnose if he has Saras. And the Baal Shem Tov says, Kol haroa negayim chutz minegei atzmo. You could read it in a homiletic way, in a deeper way, which is kol haroa negayim chutz. Any nega you see on the outside is minegei atzmo, is really from yourself, which basically means kol haroa sota bekokula yazir atzmo minayayin. If somebody sees a sota that she is an adulteress, and he witnesses, he sees in the Beis HaMikdash a woman who is drinking the Meisota, then he has to ask himself, I got to stop drinking wine. What does that have to do with him? Because why did Hashem show this person this? The reason Hashem showed you this is because you need to work on yourself. Anything that we see, it's one of the things that I say, Pokeach Ivrim, Hashem, open up my eyes. What does that mean? I want to see what I have to work on. Hashem is always giving us signs. Hashem is always communicating with us. Our job is really to decode and to realize what it is that Hashem wants from me. And one of the ways we see that is when we see things that bother us. When we see kol haroa negayim chutz, when I see a nega, which is negative chutz, says the Baal Shem Tov, that's minigei atzmo. That means that I have something within me that I have to fix. I have something in me. And Hashem shows that to me. What happens is we then sometimes will blame the other person, or more than blame, we'll focus, different than blame, we'll focus on the other person. The point is don't worry about the person. Why? Because Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, which is that other person. Can I influence other people? Of course I can influence people by me changing myself, be the change I want to see in the world. I can influence, but I cannot change anyone. The change that people want to do, they have to do that themselves. The person I can change is myself. So when I see something negative in someone, and I know this is basic, I know this is like Aleph Beis, but I need the chazar, I need to review it, and I think all of us, it's always good to remember the basics. What does it say? It says in Parshas B'Shalach, it says, V'lo yachlu lishtos mayim, they weren't able to drink by the meim mararim, in Mara, they couldn't drink the water, ki marim heim, because the water was bitter. Says the Baal Shem Tov, no, ki marim heim, not that the water was bitter, they were bitter. I am bitter, I was bitter. So since I'm bitter, so therefore I can taste that which is bitter. But when I'm sweet within myself, as we know, this is you know, things we've said all the time, and it's always good to remember, hurt people hurt people. So if I'm hurting, that's the mitzorah. The mitzorah is, if I'm hurting, so then therefore I will lash out at somebody. I will see the negative in somebody. If I'm healing myself, if I'm focusing on myself, and I'm able to really, really remember that everything comes down to me, everything comes down to my working things through. You know, many times in a relationship, it seems so clear that the other person is the one, quote unquote, at fault. It's like very clear. And it could be that that person who the relationship is at fault. But how I deal with it is the question. How am I dealing with it? Is it agitating me? Is it getting under my skin? Is that person bothering me all the time? Is it, how am I reacting to it? So I think what happens is sometimes we get confused and we're like, wait, I don't understand, but that person is not, you know, does have problems. That person really does have. So how could you say, Kol haro'eh negayim chutz is minigei atzmo? How could you say that everything I see on the outside, right, is, right, any blemish on the outside really is from me? But I know that that person has those problems. And I think one of the answers to that is, without getting into it, you know, on a deeper level, I think one of the answers is, it could be that that person has that problem, but how am I relating to that person? Am I judging that person lekaf schus? Is that person getting me angry, meaning anger is being flared up within me? Is it hurt that is being flared up in me? What is happening within me? And I think that that's the goal of this, the prayer of the tefillah, to say, give me the courage and the humility to change myself, to focus on myself, to see what I can grow from the other person. And I think that is really the avoda of this month. The avoda of this month that we said, which is chayrus, which is freedom, is for a person really to understand oneself. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, we've come down into this world. Why have we come down in this world? We've come down in this world to know ourselves, to get to learn who we are. And we have a whole world. We have our mother, our father, our siblings, our spouse, our children, our parents, our community, our friends. We have so many people who could help us. As I say many times, there's only one person who we can't see, and that is ourselves. We can't see ourselves, but the way we see ourselves is through other people. When we see other people and we see how they react to us or how we react to them, when we see that relationship, and I'll end off with this. Many times we are afraid to go within ourselves because of our fears, because of our hurt, because of our loneliness, whatever it might be. We're afraid, or the person who we're in a relationship with, or the people we're in a relationship with, we don't want to lose the relationship, we don't want to get vulnerable, whatever it might be. And what happens because of that is we just see the negative in the other person, and we get frozen there. The tefillah during the month of Nisan, which is a month of freedom, it's a month of geula, it's a month of clarity, where we're able to, Hashem, it's springtime, it's where things blossom. We daven and we pray and we hope that we're able to really, really, and it takes humility. That's why I put in the word humility in that. And the humility, not just the courage to change the one I can, which is me, the humility to say, how can I learn from this situation, that I'm upset at this person, that I see this in this person, that things bother me about someone, that things bother me about, you know, that I constantly see. And I've said this many times to all of us. We've spoken about this many times. It's almost consistent things that you'll see in on the outside. It's consistent. It's not like, oh, this random thing bothers me about this person, and this random thing bothers me about that person, and that person. That. It ends up being a very consistent thing that bothers us. You know why? Because it's all about us. It's all about me. And once I'm able to decode that, and that's our tefillah, Hashem should help us, pokeach ivrim, Hashem should open up our eyes, open up our hearts, give us the ability to really, really get tuned into what we need, to get tuned in to why I keep on seeing the negative, why I keep on seeing the negative things in other people. And it's the greatest thing. We're so blessed to have the Chafetz Chaim. We're so blessed to have the Chafetz Chaim to teach us how powerful and how important it is. And the irony is, Emir Tzashem, we all of us, through us learning together, through us trying to work on ourselves, that is the derech, that is the way to have a geula. Hashem should help each and every one of us. We should be zocha. I'm sorry that I'm not saying a actual halacha, but I think for this week's parasha, for Tazria Metzora, for Nisan, I think the it's about the basis of the halacha. The halacha, the Hilchos Lashon Hara, teaches us to... I had someone tell me, I think I mentioned this recently, I had someone tell me he was so thankful because he notices how... He's just not focused on other people when he's with his friends, and they just talk about each other like they're just there. He says it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. That in itself is a geula. The greatest geula sometimes is to be so refreshing. I don't have to worry about everybody else. I don't have to change anybody else. I don't have to be bothered by all these things that everybody else is. I got to just take care of what I got to take care of now within me, with myself, because at the end of the day, that's all I can do. Have a wonderful, wonderful, amazing first moment, first day, first afternoon, first evening, whatever time it is, we should be zocheh to begin new together for the first moment, day of the rest of our life. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.